Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations out there all along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live on the website, also on selected Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the largest markets in America, and of course, mixed in for just good measure, some great leading independent stations too. Now, around the world, we also heard on the internet, we're over there in Germany, Maria and the gang's already chimed in Germany, listening to us on radio waves, and over there in India, we've already got a very large contingent listening to us on Radio Guarana, and we thank you very much for that, too. And, of course, we're on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America going along here and rolling through. Now, we also thank our 18-wheel over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. We also thank our FedEx and our UPS drivers. Talked to a couple of them today, and they listen to the program at night. Very happy to report that. And our bulk mail center haulers, too, hauling the mail wherever it has to go, all the way from sea to shining sea. Now, suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and all the stuff we need to get us down the highway. Thanks so very much for doing that. And remember, we're on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We post our podcast over there, and our contributors get a chance to post their information over there, too. And you'll see other things show-related. Now, we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, joining us right now from California, it's our professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, and good morning, Mr. Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, we got ourselves some humid weather tonight. It's 81 degrees, partly cloudy, and the humidity is up a little bit. The humidity, there's a new word for you, right?
I'll bet it is.
That comes in the Wired Woodshed and days gone by when I used to listen to Deacon Doubleday, a legend on radio for many, many years. And he woke the farmers up in the Wired Woodshed, he called them. They're in the Wired Woodshed getting them cows, them cattle milked and this, that, and the other. It was hilarious listening to that. But anyway, we're going to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And a special shout-out and thanks to all the veterans out there that have shed their blood for this country and the ones that didn't come home. And I'm proud to say that I know many, and I'm part of that group myself. So there you go. Now, unless you walked a mile in our shoes, you've not walked a mile in our shoes, if you know what I mean. Well, Kyle, we got to talk. Got to talk about a little something here. I'm going to get up on my soapbox a little bit because John Kerry just got blown away by China with his climate change talks. Did you hear that?
Well, that's right. Yeah, he said he didn't make any progress at all.
Well, here's what we're going to say about that. President Biden has been working to remake the U.S. economy. Remember, the fundamental transformation of America. We heard that with Obama, and this guy here is continuing it. And all in the name of climate change. As a result, the price of energy and everything else has skyrocketed because we stopped going after our own oil. Now, the U.S. is no longer energy independent. Gas stoves, of all things, are under siege. We're being pushed towards expensive and inconvenient electric cars. New regulations aimed at air conditioners are on the way. Boy, is that going to be ducky. And our quality of life is being eroded even as nothing is demanded from China. Imagine that. Far and away the world's greatest polluter, period. End of story. Now, a United Nations report reveals that the world's temperatures have not even risen for the past 15 years. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Look it up. And leaked documents seen by the Associated Press prove politicians urge scientists to cover up that very important fact. Now, global warming hysteria provides a convenient pretext for politicians to seize enormous amounts of power and money, too. We saw it during COVID. We shouldn't be so quick to give in, and we should question everything the government tries to throw at us. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Your comment.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, the climate change issue, of course, has forever been a political issue for the far left. They see it as a control mechanism. They can use this in order to, as you were talking about, get all kinds of power to be ceded to some other authority that will tell you what to do, what kind of light bulb you can have, what kind of stove you can have, that kind of stuff. But there's no doubt the climate of the Earth does change over time. It does run in cycles, we understand. You know, there was an ice age at one time, then there wasn't an ice age. In fact, some people think we're at the very tail end of the ice age. And that's why it's still warming up a little bit. But be that as it may, it's not something that is a political control mechanism. Either we tackle it one way through science or we don't. Which is it?
Yeah. And I think I hear the music starting to come up. Yeah, the music's coming up. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the whistleblowers, the two of them that were there sitting there yesterday in the committee. I saw most of the hearing, and I wasn't surprised by what I heard. I'll tell you the one thing that I noticed right off the bat, and I'm sure you did too if you watched it. Otherwise, we'll give you a little synopsis there. The Captain's America Third Watch, rolling on. More for Thursday morning. Coming right up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, to the country and the world. And, of course, my good friend Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is out there in California. We'll get to him in just a moment. But right now, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by a very patriotic individual, Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell was pretty much ostracized by the far left and the business community and the woke culture from having his products, which had at one time been requested to be in stores for sold at retail, which is a lot higher than what you'd pay when you go to the MyPillow.com website. I'll tell you that right now. And he's got all these tremendous prices right now on MyPillow.com as he's having his 20th year anniversary and passing along tremendous savings to you. Now, yesterday, when I stopped to have lunch at one of my favorite places, a husband and wife were there that I know, and they said, Captain, we just want to thank you for reminding people these years about MyPillow because we finally bought each one of us a MyPillow, and we can report to you that we just had the best night's sleep we ever had. And I said, well, thank you very much. I said, I'm going to use it on my show tomorrow, but I won't mention your names because I'm not going to do that to them. They said, okay. So two people heard me talking about it for, I don't know, the 8 or 10 years or so that I've been referring or endorsing his products, and they wanted to report to you that, number one, they wish they'd done it sooner, and number two, they're having a very comfortable night's sleep right now. And there you go. So it just so happens that right now at MyPillow.com, and the promo code will always be the word Captain, that they had the lowest price in history on their MyPillows, especially the queen size and the king size pillows are marked down some $50. You get them for less than $20, $19.98. Now, check that out. See what they have to offer. They got plenty of other stuff there, too. The website is MyPillow.com. There is a 24-7 phone number you can call and reach somebody, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And remember, they have a 60-day, no questions asked, money-back guarantee. They'll either replace the product for free or they'll give you a chance to take something else of the same value. So there you go. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warren is back with us, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, did you get a chance to see any of the proceedings yesterday with the IRS whistleblower?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a good part of it, but it's definitely very, very interesting, to say the least.
Let me just see if you picked up on what I picked up on right away. Every single Democrat that had anything to say, one of the first words out of their mouth had something to do with Donald Trump. Was I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. It's as if this hearing was supposed to, I guess, really be about Donald Trump from their perspective.
But the hearing was about Joe and Hunter Biden and all of the stuff that Hunter, in particular, had gotten away with the IRS because they refused to prosecute him for the felonies that he had committed. If that had been you or me, we would have been under the jail.
Well, of course, and I think too a real important aspect of this is that the one of the whistleblowers, Mr. Ziegler, I believe, is actually a Democrat, and he's being vilified now somehow that he's betraying the Democrat Party. Give me a break. He's actually talking about things that he saw, that he witnessed, that he's aware of. Does it matter if you're a Democrat or Republican if something's being done that's unethical or wrong?
And when the Republicans, I'm sorry, when the Democrats came out and challenged him and said, well, that's hearsay, and one person said, well, that's like he said, she said, and when Comer got a chance, the chairman of the committee got a chance to say something, he says, we have the evidence, we have the documented evidence to prove that what our whistleblower is saying is absolutely true.
Which is the precise reason why all the Democrats only wanted to bring up Donald Trump and mm-hmm. not try to refute the evidence that Comer has brought up already.
Yep. Well, I don't think it worked, in my opinion. That's just me.
No, I don't think so. I think it makes them look foolish because we're talking about these specific issues that have literally nothing to do with Donald Trump. You can talk about Donald Trump in a different context, especially and because it does sort of go together in one strange way, and that is if the DOJ, according to the whistleblower, is stopping these investigations or steering them away actively, but then maybe going after Donald Trump actively, well, there's the American people see there that dual system going on again.
And both gentlemen agreed, both of the whistleblowers, that a special counsel is urgently needed to get to the bottom of all of this stuff and to force the Hunter Biden people to come clean and tell what went on because they've got all this stuff. Oh, and there's George. Good morning, George. George Godfather's chiming in there. Saw him for lunch.
Yeah, good morning, George.
Yeah, saw him for lunch on Tuesday. Always a pleasure to be around George. He's always a wealth of information, a very patriotic and very loyal individual. And I appreciate that. We have a lot of very good, very good loyal friends. And again, when you have a problem like what I had here, you know, with my health and whatnot, you find out who your friends were. And I've still got cards and letters coming in.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. George is saying something about, I forgot, let's see, what did I forget? You forgot about how the IRS against black people. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was the other thing that they were saying. But anyway, and then there was that black congresswoman from New York. I don't know what the hell her problem was, but she sat there and just blatantly lied about stuff. Just nothing she said was even close to the truth. Nothing.
Well, of course, I think the whole goal of the Democrats were to, you know, rally the troops and try to throw everything into question here. But they're having a real hard time doing it. And this captain also is going to be a huge part of the campaign. It's all getting out there now. And you think that Joe Biden doesn't want to talk about the cocaine in the White House. Well, he's not going to want to talk about all the stuff they're finding out about Hunter. It's going to make him mad. And he might just, I don't know, have some more fireworks about this. He may yell at some more people about this.
Yeah, and we'll see how he tries to spin Kerry's trip. And Kerry said that they made absolutely no progress over there in China. So much for that. By the way, Dr. Henry Kissinger is over there right now trying to talk to the defense chief in China, and he's getting nowhere with what he's talking about, but that's that. Now, we're going to change gears a little bit. Congressman Jim Gordon threatened to hold the FBI director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress because, again, there are things that he's supposed to be turning over to the committee, the Judiciary Committee, that he's not done. And they're still sitting there waiting for some of this stuff to show up.
Well, exactly right. I mean, this is, it's gotten to this point just recently as well, with the document alleging the bribery of the Bidens, basically. And I don't think that's even really been totally satisfied at this point. But if he has to push it to that point in order to get the information that Congress is entitled to, well, so be it.
Well, this is, true. And, I can say, from what we can see here, it looks as if Joe Biden is just scrambling now, and it seems like they're trying to change their message in midstream. I could be wrong, but it looks like as if they're trying to make a little twist here, because he's now trying to convince everybody that Bidenomics are a good thing, and they've done good things for our country. And I fail to see the why they're doing that, because we're going to, when we come back, we're going to talk about Bidenomics and what they actually have done so far, and it's nothing good.
Well, yeah, they're trying to create Bidenomics as a brand. It becomes a slogan, almost. You know, I'm for Bidenomics. Bidenomics has helped me. But in reality, everybody's sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, and whether or not you hear in the media about, well, there won't be a recession, or it'll be a small recession, or maybe it'll be put off, all these things. But people on the ground level, Captain, they know, because they see what's happening to their finances, their bills, the inflation, the things they can't pay for, the decisions they have to make. Bidenomics, that's not something you want.
And before we do hit the break symbol here in about 10 seconds or so, Jason Aldean is being attacked by the woke crowd and about his music and his new anti-crime song, a very patriotic song supporting our boys and girls in blue around the countryside and showing a side of America that the woke people don't want you to see, and that's the riots and the Black Lives Matter and all that sort of stuff. It's something that people need to be reminded of, especially when they go to the voting booths in 2024, because it's not the way it appears. We are being torn apart by the radical left, and it's got to stop. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back. Kathy, I'm going to let you take us to break, so get her going there, girl.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. At a House Oversight Committee hearing today, IRS Special Agent Joseph Ziegler revealed multiple errors in the Hunter Biden investigation.
Assigned prosecutors did not appear to follow the normal investigative process, slow walked the investigation, and put in place unnecessary approvals and roadblocks.
He asserted that investigators were prevented from pursuing leads that could have linked Joe Biden to an alleged influence peddling scheme. At least one person has died after gunfire erupted in a Florida City Walmart. A witness says he saw a man shot twice in the chest and a second person in the leg. A handcuffed person was seen in the back of a Florida City police cruiser. A Texas woman is under arrest in Dubai for shouting in public. Tiara Allen, a 29-year-old social media influencer, allegedly raised her voice while trying to retrieve her passport from a rental car company. That passport has now been confiscated. She's been locked up. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll be right back to Kyle in a second there. And a special shout-out and good morning to Doreen. She just chimed in. Appreciate you. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is part of my daily integrated health plan. And I do take it my first meal of the day. It could be breakfast. It could be brunch. Depends on what time my body tells me it's time to wake up, because I sleep until I wake up. That's what happens when I go home from the show. And sometimes I'll stop for breakfast and sometimes I won't. It all depends. But the ingredients, the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps my body with its natural response to inflammation. I don't have the swelling like I used to have, and I don't have the pain like I used to have. And as long as this stuff is in my system, it will lower or eliminate any pain that I have caused by the problem that caused it to begin with. And it'll go right straight to the source of the problem, which is what I like. So as a preventative maintenance, I take a pack when I start my day, and it works. It's been working quite nicely. Legs are back down to normal. Feet are back down to normal. Pain has almost completely gone away. Now, it's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. What am I talking about? Relief Factor, of course. And Relief Factor is available in convenient individual packets for $19.95 per month on the 3-week quick start. It gets it all going. $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And see if it won't help you like it's helped me and hundreds of thousands of other people. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. We're going to go right to the caller. It's Iron Mike, and good morning, Mr. Iron Mike.
Yeah, this is on the light side, but, you know, when the professor visited Tampa for, yep. to help you out.
Yep.
Those girls that cheer him when he comes on the thing are actually his groupies. They saw how good looking he was.
Yeah, I heard you made quite the impression at that. I heard you made quite the impression at Mission Barbecue.
I'm speechless.
And it was a pleasure to meet him, but I'm not his groupie. But anyway, the other thing I called about is, are you aware, is it Moldova, the country north of, that's allied to Putin?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
And Belarus, by the way.
Belarus, that's what it is. Belarus. Moldova's the little country that they're not a problem. Belarus, two regiments defected to the Ukrainians, and they're now fighting against the Russians. And that's two regiments would be six battalions and be at least 2,000 men.
Hmm. I didn't hear about that, but I did hear that elements of that Chechen army that was led by that other guy there had gone to Belarus to train the Belarusian army.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think that's the reason that defection is the reason why those Belarusians were sent there.
Could be.
Or the mercenaries.
Yeah, could be. Could be. 20,000 of them, supposedly, but I don't know how many of them actually showed up there.
Yeah, or they're supposed to harden and he says he'll be the second army in the world when he gets through with them, which is a bit of a stretch. But anyway,
right.
That's it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Bye.
All right. Kyle, any comment?
No, thank you very much, Iron Mike. Yeah, I think it's very interesting what he was talking about. I mean, I think the situation is very dynamic in over there right now. And of course, Russia, as you know, they continue to go after Ukraine's ports, you know, as well after the bridge incident and so forth. So things could heat up very quickly.
Well, there's no doubt from anybody that's been paying any attention, and we talked to the colonel yesterday. Tuesday. Yeah, we talked to the colonel Tuesday. We'll be talking to him again about it. There's no doubt that the Ukrainians definitely took that bridge out, and it wasn't the way that we were thinking it was. Guess what? It might have involved the Ukrainian Navy and a couple of their ships that were equipped with missiles that could have hit that bridge and done what they did from, a few miles away.
Very interesting indeed. And, of course, that's a major blow. It's going to take them a while to actually get the thing back going again, we understand.
Yeah, and the thing of it is that bridge was built to begin with because of the truck traffic that they needed to have to haul the heavy goods to keep the troops supplied in eastern Ukraine. That's what that bridge was built for. It was like a direct route coming out of Russia, and it took them right straight over into the eastern part of Ukraine across the Crimean area there. That's why they did that, and, of course, the end result is what we got. So we'll wait. We'll see what happens, but that might affect some of what's going on with the Russian troops as far as positioning and any offense that they might want to mount, because if you don't have the ammo, you're not going very far.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, top progressives are backing Joe Biden's 2024 campaign, but some activists in the Democratic Party are having some real reservations, and Joe is not exactly treading, well, let's put it this way. He may be treading more water than he wants to. He doesn't have real solid support from a lot of people in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think it's starting to be chipped away at, starting to wane. You know, I think they're caught in a sort of a weird position, and that is, you know, Joe Biden's the likely nominee, no doubt about that, at least at this point. And so they want to win, but at the same time, Biden really hasn't delivered for what they want, perhaps. They also see his other shortcomings and other problems. And so I think they're just in a quandary. I think they'd like to see somebody younger and is more dynamic and more solid, and doesn't sort of fall asleep when they're talking to the Israeli president. You know, I'm not trying to be too funny, but I do think that even because this is all on display, Captain, it's all out there. It's not like this is all happening behind the scenes. This is on television.
Yeah, and the thing of it is you can't make this stuff up because there are a number of people, and the polls prove it, that don't want him to run. And I'm not sure if the answer is your governor out there stepping into the mix. Kamala definitely is not that popular. But who else you got? Who else have you got?
They really don't have a deep bench at all. That's why I think they were trying to rev up Gavin Newsom in recent times. But then he had an issue, of course, with the California budget redo, the shortfalls, and this kind of thing. But maybe they figure enough time starts passing, they'll bring out Gavin Newsom again. He'll tout successes or this or that, and also hit the Democrat hit list of the greatest hits, I should say, of abortion and gun control and stuff like that. And they believe maybe they could make some progress with that.
Well, I will ask the Democrats again, because I got some replies to what I said yesterday, not only in the email that I got, but also with a couple of people that I ran into that know me and they listen to the show. Are you better off today? Are you better off today with Joe Biden and the Democrats in charge than you were 4 years ago when Donald Trump was around? Yes or no? Simple question. Simple answer. I can't get anybody to tell me yes, Democrat or Republican.
Right, and just even economically, but also I think they feel like, what is going to happen in the morning when I wake up and check the news? What else is going to happen around the world that Joe Biden's not prepared for, or is not providing leadership, or leading from behind, or any of these things that really diminish the stability that people expect to have from the leader of the free world?
Well, one of the other things is the RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, has told Donald Trump it would be a big mistake for him to skip this debate coming up, because you give him an inch, they'll take a mile. And, you know, he's got enough problems as it is right now, and hopefully he'll be able to get out from underneath a couple of these things, because the legal scholars are starting to add up on his side and saying, look, this is ridiculous. He hasn't done anything to warrant these charges.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, unless somehow this special prosecutor, special counsel, has something that nobody's heard of yet, you know, I guess that's possible. But overall, and again, if you look at it with the Hunter Biden stuff, they steer him away from Hunter Biden, but yet Donald Trump is the massive target here. People start to say something doesn't feel right, and so the voters, I think, have that perception. I guess. You're talking about Rona McDaniel. You know, Trump says he doesn't see why he has to debate people.
All right, going to break, folks. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. First one up for the night. We're going to tell you what's going on. And, yeah, we got stuff to talk about. It's not just about the heat anymore. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Made the trigger just a little more tough, and he made
calling trash. He'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's a working class, and that's how we'll get this rendition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report started out there. We started out with what you heard were gunshots, because I was going to play a different song. It was going to be Smuggler's Blues, and it did not want to play, so I switched over real quick. Now, I'm just going to say before I give it to Kyle, an extremely dangerous gun heat wave will continue across the southwestern U.S. and will last into next week. Oh, boy. Now, it's going to have an aggressive and oppressive, too, heat index remaining across the south-central and southeastern United States, all the way across over into the middle-south region and Florida. Heat indexes will go up to 105 through the weekend in some of those areas. Now, dozens of daily record high temperatures are going to happen all week long. Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas in particular, you're going to be setting records almost every day this week. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight. However, north of you, there are some showers and some flooding conditions going on in a few areas, and there may be some severe thunderstorms tonight up there in the northeastern part of Minnesota, as well as the northwestern part of Wisconsin. So keep abreast of that, and there could be some flash flooding. Now, in the meantime, we're going to take it out to Kyle Warren out in California, IA. You look like, once again, I'm looking at all the red again. You've got a bunch of just vicious hot weather out there.
Yes, very, very hot indeed. We're going to start, though, up in Wyoming. This is on I-80. We do have some thunderstorm warnings if you're coming up on I-80, coming out of Laramie. If you're heading over towards Rawlings or Rock Springs, looks like we've got a thunderstorm. Strong gusty winds could also be in the offing. Taking a look at the radar right now, we do see rain coming across the road if you're traveling between Rawlings and Rock Springs on I-80. You've also got a lot of rain south of I-80. That's going to dip down into Colorado, into Craig, Steamboat Springs. Also rounding out the rain report here, if you're near Parachute, Colorado, if you're coming out of Glenwood Springs, heading to Parachute on your way to Grand Junction, you definitely have rain coming across I-70 right now. So be aware of that. And back to the heat, as the captain was just saying, we do have all kinds of excessive heat watches. We also have excessive heat watch for our friends in Salt Lake City right now. That's going to go over a little bit into Nevada as you go towards Elko on I-80. But also, of course, we continue with heat advisories in southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, for example. Of course, it gets really bad as you head into Arizona, especially southern Arizona. Phoenix right now checking it at 104 degrees.
That's 20 days in a row.
That's right. It's been going on and on and on each day, breaking at least 110 for the last 20 days. You're exactly right. Tucson, Arizona right now checking in at 89. Las Vegas checking in, I think, 99. Yep, they're still at 99 degrees. If you're walking down the Las Vegas Strip with one of those, 3-foot drinks that you see people have as they walk from place to place. But then also, of course, excessive heat warning in the high California, in the high desert there. On your way to Las Vegas, if you're coming from Southern California. Central Valley, same story. Heat advisories there all the way up to Redding, California, upwards of 111 degrees, you can see. So please stay cool and be careful out there.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to start up in Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota, going towards Duluth. You've got some warm temperatures up there, but you've also got some unsettled weather. They could get some flash flooding and some rain at any moment as well. As the northwestern part of Wisconsin, and we do have some flood warnings along the river there down towards the central part of Wisconsin. So keep your eyes on that, low-lying areas. Kansas, the western part of Kansas, you've got a high heat advisory there all the way across into the central part of Kansas as you get down a little ways. Oklahoma, southeastern Oklahoma. High heat and temperatures coming across Arkansas. You'll pick it up on I-40 all the way to Little Rock, all the way to Memphis, all the way into Tennessee, and then south down out of Arkansas. There has been some thunderstorm activity there. There's been some flash flooding there as well in the central part Arkansas down, down along I-30 to the north of I-30 and west of I-30. Also Texas, the Metroplex, extremely hot temperatures again. Coming up into Texarkana, very hot temperatures there. Northern part of Louisiana, 100 degree plus temperatures there. All the way down to the valley, you're going to have a high heat advisory across half of Texas, all of Louisiana, all of Mississippi tonight, high heat advisory, all of Alabama, same thing, over to Mobile on the Gulf, and then it's going to be hit or miss, jump start, kick start, coming across the peninsula into Florida, and South Florida, again, down there, Miami, down to the Keys, you've got some very warm temperatures, and it's going to stay that way. Now, Atlanta, you're going to be getting your share of warm weather coming across the central part of the state, and there is rain right now in the north central part, just north of Nashville, up all the way across west towards the Arkansas line and up into Kentucky, the western part of Kentucky and the southern part of Illinois. There are some rain showers in there. Some of the showers could be extremely heavy and could result in some flash flooding there. Other than that, looks pretty good tonight going up the East Coast. I don't see much of anything in the aware of air quality alerts there, although it looks like as if it could happen at any time. The smoke, for some reason, Kyle, up out of Canada, seems to have dissipated right now, and that's a good thing.
Well, it really is, because they've had a lot of problems with this particulates in the atmosphere and so forth. It's done a lot of damage to people, unfortunately.
Right, and to our truckers out there, we appreciate everything you're going through. I know it's really rough when it gets hot like this, and you have to get out there and do what you have to do. You're taxing the equipment. The heavier the load, the more the draw on the engine, the more the engine has to work, and a lot of overheating going on. And to the city slickers that never understood what it was like to get in a truck and deliver it from point A to B, they think things are dropped in their yard by helicopters and city buses and Uber drivers. You know, I mean, that's that mentality they have. To the city slickers, good luck, because if you got it, a truck brought it somewhere along the line. It's just that simple. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J's.
Well, folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and they want you to visit them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find their nearest location along your route so you can plan accordingly. And when you pull in, you're going to be able to get something cold to drink, get your supplies, get your fuel, get your way back out on the road. Check out their My Rewards Plus app for other savings, great offers, and also to earn points in everything, many things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Says pilotflyingj.com.
And I want to give a special shout out to all the ICCC drivers and the Creek drivers out there. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate you guys tuning into us. And Trucker Mark, thanks for the information. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600. Come on now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.